Greetings again. It's Pastor Bob, and this is your daily respite. So use it wisely. Try to be still, quiet your inner churnings. Take a few breaths down into your stomach, all the way down there. And let's get prepared for today. It's Wednesday, September 15th. Episode 38, for those who are quantitative in nature. And today's Holly Wharton on our middle Sabbath. I'm wondering how many people were actually looking forward to hearing from a tree today during the daily respite. Holly Wharton, If Trees Could Talk, this wonderful little book that we've turned into a devotional. And one reminder before we get going, there is a discussion group tonight on Zoom. The link is in this very email for you. And I hope you can join us. We'll probably talk some about this very devotion today if the pattern stays true. Today's tree is the Wolven's Lane Beech. That's Wolven's Lane. Beech, Wolven's Lane Beech. Holly Wharton says this, and then we'll hear from the tree itself. This beech tree is located right off a byway in the Wotan Estate in the Surrey Hills on one of my favorite walking routes. The beech first reached out to me early in the year, not long after I was first given the idea for this project. I was planning a circular walk near Dorking that passed by a sacred well and a lush waterfall. And this tree reached out to me with the usual words, "I'm in your book." I kept it in the back of my mind, passing it many times on my walks throughout the year, and I finally returned to collect its story at the end of November, just after receiving the stories of two previous trees. On the day I went to receive the beech's story, I parked near Broadmoor and walked up the hill toward the beech. Because I had never walked the trail in this direction, I wasn't fully sure I was in the right place. It all looked very different from this angle. When I reached Wolven's Lane, I could see I had arrived at the exact point I had intended. And I walked around the beech, greeting it, and then I settled in at its base. I felt very exposed, since I was sitting right on the side of a very wide trail, at a crossroads where people could approach from four different directions. It was certainly not the most private of places to receive a tree's story, but it was a weekday afternoon, and I hoped it would be quiet. Just seconds later, I heard voices as three people came walking up the same trail that I had. I pulled out my bottle of water and had a drink as I waited for them to pass. They crossed the byway and headed straight on down the trail. When I was positive they were out of earshot, I pulled out my phone and I began to record the beech's story. The beech said this, "I would say I am surprised to see you. And yet, I knew I would see you again, and that you would come back to collect my story. You have walked by me many times since the first time I told you that I would be in your book, and that I had a story for you. And it is not by accident that you have returned to me near the end of the year, after receiving so many other tree stories. Many of the trees have been talking to you about slowing down, sitting, being still. This is all sound advice. And yet, I am here to talk to you about the journey. For this book has been a journey. It has been a journey for you as the collector of stories. And it has been a journey for you as the listener of the stories. And it has been a journey for me and for all the trees. So I am here to remind you, at risk of sounding cliche, that life is a journey. That everything is a journey. I know that the previous trees have spoken to you of things taking time, and this is true. And we know that this can be frustrating to you. I encourage you to see life as a journey, and everything as a journey. A journey of personal development. A journey of achieving your goals. A journey of working towards your dreams. So often, you people focus on the end result. So often, you focus on what you will get at the end of the journey. I am here to remind you to focus on the path. To focus on the trail. To focus on all the little bits in between. It should be easy for you to understand this, because when you go on your walks, the focus of the walk is not getting to the end. It's enjoying the path. It's enjoying the journey. It's enjoying the experience of the walk. So, why then cannot you apply this to your life? To the rest of your life? To all the other things that you do? I'm going to say the words that you have heard so many times this year. Slow down. Slow down and experience the path. Slow down and experience the journey. Slow down and experience the freedom of each step as it takes you forward. Or backward, or sideways, or wherever you are going. Truly experience the path. Truly experience each day. Truly experience the process of getting from where you are to where you want to be. And be open to the fact that the destination may change. It may change once, it may change twice, it may change many, many times along your path, along your journey. And this is fine. This is good. This is desirable. So it is desirable that you should be flexible, to flow with the changes of life. And yet, that is not possible if you are only fixated on the end. And so I encourage you to focus instead on each single step. Each step on the way. Each step on the path. Each step on the journey. Take your steps one by one. and focus on each step. Experience each step. Relish each step. Live each step. Rather than seeing these steps as the necessary bother of getting from here to there, relish them as the main dish, the main course, the main part of your experience. You have seen when you go on your longer walking journeys that when you get to the end, it's not what you expected. It's not what you hoped for. There are no fireworks and parties and celebrations. Yes, of course you can have your own personal celebration, and perhaps you should if you want to. But on the longer walks, you have seen that each step of the way, each day of the trail, is the core part of the experience. It is the main course. And you can apply that concept to the rest of your life. Each step of the way being the main course of your life, and not the end, not the destination, because your life will be full of destinations. It's all a path of cycles and returns. Cycles and returns. So it is vital that you enjoy each step of the way. Relish it. You may be wondering, that sounds so easy. How do I do that? Well, it can take time out of each day. In the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening. In the morning and evening would be good. Or perhaps just once a day to do a daily review. What did you experience that day? What path were you walking on? What actions did you take? How did you feel? What did you do? How did the steps that you took today contribute to your path, to your journey, to your experience of life? You can spend some time reflecting, or you can write them down in your journal there, but do this once a day, whenever you feel is best. You could do it in the morning, reflecting on the previous day. You can do it in the afternoon, reflecting on the previous 24 hours. You can do it in the evening, reflecting on all the events that have occurred in your waking hours. But focus on those steps. Write them down in your journal and reflect on them. Focus on the steps that you took on your life's path today. What they gave you, what they did for you, and how you felt about them and how they contributed to your overall journey. Try this and see how things change for you. And pay attention to the changes. Pay attention to how you feel differently. Pay attention to how you experience life differently. Thank you. That is all.